As California continues to grapple with its massive budget problems, the costs of the state's public employees are undergoing increased scrutiny. The biggest numbers involve pension accounts, but wages and salaries are being questioned too. Sylvia Allegretto, an economist at the Center on Wage and Employment Dynamics at UC Berkeley, says that the frequent assertion that public sector workers are overpaid relative to the private sector has not been supported by prior studies of that question.
There was some other reports done on the U.S. and other states that were showing that public sector workers are not overpaid compared to their private sector counterparts. So I decided to take a look at it in California specifically, look at public sector pay and public sector benefits and see how it stacked up to the private sector.
What she found was a bit of a surprise, spelled out in the title of her resulting policy brief, The Truth About Public Employees in California, They Are Neither Overpaid Nor Overcompensated.
California public workers earn about 7% lower on average than the comparable private sector workers. So they're not making as much as wage. However, when the benefits are included, and the public sector does have more generous benefits, there remain no significant difference in the level of total employee compensation between the two sectors.
But Allegretto also found one clear and significant difference between the two workforces.
In large part, the story of public sector pay in California, and in the U.S. actually, is one of education. Of full-time workers in California, about 55% hold a four-year degree in the public sector, and that compares to about 35% in the private sector. The public sector also has older, more experienced workers.
And that made determining a fair comparison between the two labor groups more complicated.
It wouldn't be reasonable to compare the pay of two groups, say one group that most of them have a high school degree only, and another group that all have college degrees and more. You wouldn't just take a simple average between those groups of their pay and compare it. It would be highly misleading because we know that educational attainment is the single most important predictor of earnings, and better educated workers earn more than less educated workers.
Allegretto points out that her study was narrowly focused on wages and benefits and did not touch on unfunded pension liabilities. Even so, she hopes her work might help direct the political discussions around the state budget to concentrate on more pertinent areas.
I don't think the compensation received by California state and local government workers is the cause, and I really don't think it can be the only cure to the state's financial problems. Only an economic recovery can plug the hole in the state's budget. But a lot of the discussion around pensions and public sector workers, you would think that that is going to be the answer to California's long-term budget problems. I just don't think that that's reasonable.
She also notes that while public outrage was fueled by revelations of the fiscal abuses among top municipal staff in the city of Bell, that was an aberration that has led to criminal charges, and as such has little bearing on the larger issue of public worker compensation across the state. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.